Swastika-clad protesters interrupt Trump's speech to Jewish Republicans. By Joel B. Polak on April 6, 2019. Las Vegas, Nevada, a group of protesters, at least one of whom was wearing a swastika t-shirt, interrupted President Donald Trump's address to the Republican Jewish Coalition, RJC, on Saturday before being ejected by security. The demonstrators clambered on top of their seats in the ballroom at the Sands Expo and began chanting slogans against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. Israel considers the area, which Jews calls Judea and Samaria, to be disputed, not occupied. At least one of the protesters, who happened to stand up a few rows in front of this reporter, was wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with a swastika, perhaps intended ironically, since some of the protesters unfurled a banner against white nationalism. In a scene familiar from Trump rallies for nearly 4 years, the crowd around the protesters began chanting, USA! And 4 more years. Protesters can't kill this vibe. Leave it to the tolerant leftists to wear swastika shirts under their blazers while they scream and protest the at RJC meeting. Hashtag Trump at RJC. This audience and all the people here are amazing. Thank you at POTUS. Nicole, at Madam Vice Chair, April 6, 2019. As the hecklers were removed from the venue, Trump joked about one of them, he's going back home to mommy. Roughly 2,000 people, including those attending the RJC's annual leadership meeting, as well as members of the general public, filled the ballroom, many waving signs that said Trump in both Hebrew and English. Other signs read, "Thank you, President Trump. And we are Jews for Trump." Some men wore red yarmulkes emblazoned with Trump or Make America Great Again. Republican mega donor Sheldon Adelson was in attendance, as were White House advisor Jared Kushner, U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, Middle East negotiator Jason Greenblatt, Israeli Ambassador to the United Nations Danny Danon, and many Republican elected officials. Trump was preceded by Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack, who was one of 17 students killed in the Parkland, Florida, high school shooting last year. Pollack, who has devoted the past year to holding public officials accountable for his daughter's death and reforming school safety regulations, is a passionate supporter of President Trump. He told the audience that he was a proud Jewish Republican and said that fellow Jews who still supported Democrats had to be persuaded to see the light. In that vein, 4 former Jewish Democrats who switched their party allegiance to the Republicans also spoke. Many cited former President Barack Obama's hostility to Israel and his eagerness to reach a nuclear agreement with the Iranian regime, which has vowed to destroy Israel. Others noted the rise of anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. Trump focused on that theme in his remarks as well. He poked fun at Representative Ilhan Omar, DMM, whose repeated use of anti-Semitic remarks had caused controversy earlier in the year, but could not move her party to condemn her or anti-Semitism specifically. In his introduction, Trump pretended to welcome Omar to the conference in error, drawing laughter from the audience. Vice President Mike Pence also spoke later in the afternoon and addressed similar themes, telling the audience, "Anti-Semitism has no place in the United States Congress." The extraordinary appearance of both the president and vice president at the RJC leadership meeting is a sign that Republicans believe they can appeal to Jewish Americans to change parties, and also represents an effort by the administration to highlight one of the most prominent examples of its policy success. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.